Good afternoon. This is All India Radio and I'm Minuti Chatterjee with the Midday News. The headlines. Voting underway for the final phase of parliamentary elections in seven states and union territory of Chandigarh. Around 42% polling recorded till 1 p.m. Polling disrupted at some places in West Bengal following incidents of clashes, explosions and technical snags in EVMs. Trinamool Congress complains to Election Commission alleging that Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Kedarnath is violation of the poll code. In Uttar Pradesh, BJP complains against Mayawati and Akhilesh Yadav for poll code violation. Telugu Desam Party leader Chandrababu Naidu meets Congress President Rahul Gandhi and NCP Chief Sharad Pawar in a bid to form post-poll alliance. And in badminton, Sudhir Mann Cup Mixed Team Championship begins at Nanning in China. Polling is underway for the seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha elections in seven states and union territory of Chandigarh. Of the 59 constituencies going to the polls today, 13 each are from Uttar Pradesh and Punjab, 9 in West Bengal, 8 seats each in Bihar and Madhya Pradesh, all 4 constituencies of Himachal Pradesh, 3 in Jharkhand and lone seat of Chandigarh. Around 42% votes have been polled so far. Till 1 p.m., 37% votes were cast in Uttar Pradesh, 38% in Punjab, 50 in West Bengal, 32 in Bihar, 46% in Madhya Pradesh, 45 in Himachal Pradesh, 53 in Jharkhand and 37% in Chandigarh. Elaborate arrangements have been made to ensure free, fair and peaceful polling. Voting will end at 6 p.m. Prominent candidates in this phase include Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Ministers Manoj Sinha, Ravi Shankar Prasad, Harsimrat Kaur Badal and Hardeep Singh Puri. Besides fate of Mahendra Nath Pandey, Kiran Kher, Sunny Deol and Ravi Kishan of BJP, Sukhbir Badal of Shiromani Akali Dal, Meera Kumar and Shatrughan Sinha of Congress and Shibu Soren of JMM will also be decided in this phase. In West Bengal, polling was disrupted at some booths due to technical snags in EVMs. Reports of explosions have been received from Deganga under Barashat Parliamentary Constituency. More from our correspondent.
Clash between ruling Trinamool Congress and BJP supporters took place at Baduria in Boshirhat Lok Sabha seat. A presiding officer under Jadavpur Lok Sabha seat has been removed by the Election Commission for negligence of duty. The car of the BJP candidate of the Diamond Harbour was damaged during polling. Voting in South Kolkata parliamentary seat is by and large peaceful, while bombs were hurled near a polling booth at Robindra Saroni under Kolkata North parliamentary seat. Prominent candidates in the fray include former Union Minister and Trinamool Congress nominees Sudip Bandopadhyay, Saugata Rai, CM Jatua, former Mayor of Kolkata and CPIM candidate Bikash Ranjan Bhattacharji, Rahul Sinha and Anupam Hajra of BJP and Mita Chakraborty of Congress. Arijit Chakraborty, AIR News, Kolkata.
In Uttar Pradesh, elaborate security arrangements have been made for peaceful polling. We now go over live to our correspondent Sushil Chandra in Varanasi. Good afternoon, Sushil. How is the poll progressing there?
Well, Minoti, I am right now at a polling center at primary school in Ravinpuri area of Varanasi constituency. And I can see here polling is a bit slow now due to high temperature. In morning, there were long queues at polling booths. But as the day progressed and temperature rose, the lines became shorter. Barring some sporadic incidents, polling is going peacefully on all 13 seats of Purvanchal. Minoti?
Thanks, Sushil. But tell us something about the prominent candidates and the main issues there.
Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi is contesting from Varanasi. So this seat becomes very high profile. And Gorakhpur seat is also important. Bhojpuri film star Ravi Kishan Shukla is party candidate there. Along with Union Ministers Manoj Sinha and Anupriya Patel. The state presidents of BSP and BJP, R.S. Kushwaha and Mahendra Nath Pandey. And former Minister R.P.N. Singh's fate will be decided in this phase. Unemployment, water and electricity problem, development of Purvanchal are big issues here. Minotri?
Thanks a lot, Sushil. Thanks a lot. In Bihar, polling at 10 Nakshal-affected assembly segments of Patliputra, Sasaram, Karakat will end at 4 p.m. Nalanda, Patna Sahib, Ara, Buxar and Jahanabad are the other constituencies going to the polls today. Over 1 crore 52 lakh voters will decide the political fortunes of 157 candidates, including 20 women. Our correspondent reports that border along UP and inter-district borders have been sealed. Patrolling has been intensified to avert untoward incidents. Water patrolling is being done in riverine areas. Live webcast facility is available at 273 booths. In Madhya Pradesh, polling is progressing peacefully for 8 Lok Sabha seats. We have a report from our Bhopal correspondent.
Polling is peacefully underway in more than 18,000 polling booths of 8 Lok Sabha seats, Indore, Ujjain, Dhar, Ratlam, Mandsaur, Devas, Khargone and Khandwa in the Malwa-Nimana region. 7 out of these 8 seats are with the BJP. About 1.5 crore voters are deciding the fate of 82 candidates, including 6 women. The main candidates include former Union Ministers Kantilal Bhuria and Arun Yadav, former BJP President Nandakumar Singh Chauhan and Meenakshi Natarajan. Sanjeev Sharma, AIR News, Bhopal.
In Jharkhand, polling is taking place for 3 parliamentary constituencies of Dumka, Goda and Rajmahal. There are 42 candidates in the fray, but the main contest is between the BJP and the coalition of JMM, JVM, RJD and Congress. In Himachal Pradesh, 45 candidates are in the fray for 4 Lok Sabha seats of Kangra, Mandi, Hamirpur, Shimla. Here is more from our Shimla correspondent.
Polling began amidst tight security at 7 a.m. However, at few places, voting was delayed due to faulty EVMs. Maximum voting was carried out at Hamirpur constituency, 31%, followed by Shimla, 27%. In Lahaul Spiti, great enthusiasm can be seen among people despite cold. Special arrangements were made by election department for Divyang senior citizens and women. More than 53 lakh electorates in state exercised their right to franchise to decide the fate of the candidates, including 5 sitting MLAs. It may be recalled that BJP swept all 4 seats of last Lok Sabha election. Sanjeev Sundariyal, AIR News, Shimla.
Repolling at a booth in the Chandni Chowk parliamentary constituency of Delhi is also being held today. The presiding officer had forgotten to delete the test votes that were cast during a mock poll before actual polling commenced last Sunday. Voting is also taking place for bipolls to Darjeeling, Islampur, Habibpur and Bhatpara assembly constituencies in West Bengal. Sulur, Ottapidaram, Tiruparan Kundram and Aravakurichi Assembly seats in Tamil Nadu and Panaji Assembly seat in Goa. Counting of votes for the Lok Sabha and 4 state assemblies of Odisha, Andhra Pradesh, Arunachal Pradesh and Sikkim will be taken up on Thursday. The News Services Division of All India Radio has made elaborate arrangements to provide authentic and latest results. For the first time, AIR, the biggest radio network of the country, will continuously broadcast special program on election results for 40 hours. This is All India Radio giving you the news.
On Lok Sabha and Assembly elections, News Services Division presents Vishesh Janadesh 2019 from North to South.
For AIR News, Sanjeev Sundariyal from Shimla.
Naseem Naqvi from New Delhi.
Vikalp Shukla, Raipur.
Shamila from Tiruvananthapuram.
And Northeast to West.
Manaspatim Sharma, Guwahati.
Sudhan Sudhara from Bhubaneswar.
Jaidevi Pujari Swami, AIR News, Mumbai.
Our correspondents from all corners of the country will bring authentic and latest live updates for you. Experts will provide comprehensive and in-depth analysis of the results on 23rd May 7 a.m. to 24th May 11 p.m. on AIR FM Gold and other channels.
The Trinamool Congress today complained to the Election Commission alleging that the visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to Kedarnath is a violation of the Model Code of Conduct. In a letter to the poll body, party spokesperson Derek O'Brien said, Mr. Modi's visit has been covered and widely televised for the last 2 days in all the national as well as local media. Mr. O'Brien described it as absolutely unethical and morally incorrect. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid obeisance and performed puja at Badrinath Temple on the second day of his 2-day visit to Uttarakhand. He reached Badrinath after spending around 20 hours in the Himalayan shrine of Kedarnath. BJP has lodged a complaint with the Election Commission against BSP Chief Mayawati and Samajwadi Party President Akhilesh Yadav for violation of Model Code of Conduct. BJP leader and party's state election management in charge, JPS Rathore, said the two leaders posted tweets to influence voters after campaigning ended for the final phase of Lok Sabha elections on Friday. According to the complaint, the first tweet was posted by Mr. Yadav criticizing the Prime Minister on Friday night. The second tweet came yesterday morning by Ms. Mayawati, who said the Gujarat model has failed. Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu held a second round of talks with top opposition leaders, including Congress President Rahul Gandhi and NCP Chief Sharad Pawar, in New Delhi today. Mr. Naidu has been meeting with the leaders of different parties to rally support for a non-BJP government at the centre. Yesterday, Mr. Naidu had met Mr. Gandhi and Mr. Pawar before flying to Lucknow to hold talks with Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav and BSP President Mayawati. He also met Lok Tantrik Janata Dal leader Sharad Yadav and leaders of the Communist Party of India. You are listening to the Midday News on All India Radio.
For latest authentic election results, round the clock on 23rd, 24th May. Tune in to AIR News Special Janadesh 2019 program.
Our correspondents across the country will provide latest live updates of counting of votes for Lok Sabha and Assembly elections in four states.
Experts will give comprehensive and in-depth analysis of the results. You can also catch us live on FM Gold and other channels and on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official.
For quick results, visit our website www.newsonair.com and follow us on Twitter at AIR News Alerts.
In Sri Lanka, four-day celebrations began today to mark the completion of 10 years of victory over LTTE. Army Commander Lieutenant General Mahesh Senanayake said a series of ceremonies are being held under the theme Decade of Peace to commemorate the soldiers who laid down their lives during the three-decade-long war. More from our Colombo correspondent.
The day marks an important chapter in Sri Lankan history as it denotes the end of three-decade-long civil war which killed thousands of people. Sri Lankan Army has planned for a series of programs all over the country, while some Tamil minority organizations are commemorating the death of their close relatives and friends. The war ended 10 years back, but several issues in the aftermath remain. Human Rights Watch said government has failed to provide justice for the war victims. It said successive Sri Lankan governments have failed to investigate atrocities by both LTTE and military and provide truth and reparation to the victims. Santosh Kumar for AIR News from Colombo.
Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison's centre-right coalition has been re-elected in a shock result at the federal polls. Thanking his supporters, Morrison said he had always believed in miracles, as partial results showed the Liberal National Coalition close to a majority. Opposition Labour Party leader Bill Shorten has announced his resignation, accepting the defeat. Exit polls had suggested a narrow Labour win for the first time in 6 years. The final result of the elections is yet to be announced. However, with more than 70% of votes counted, the coalition is ahead with 74 seats in its quest for a 76-seat majority, with Labour on just 66 seats. The Sudirman Cup Mixed Team Badminton Championship began at Nanning in China this morning. Indian team comprising PV Sindhu, Saina Nehwal and Kidambi Srikant has been placed in Group 1D alongside hosts China and Malaysia. India will play its opening game against Malaysia on Tuesday before taking on China on Wednesday. India has never won a medal in the tournament. It had reached the quarterfinals in 2011 and 2017, but failed to cross the last eight stage. South Korea are the current defending champions. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Voting underway for the final phase of parliamentary elections in seven states and union territory of Chandigarh, around 42% polling recorded till 1 p.m. Polling disrupted at some places in West Bengal following incidents of clashes, explosions and technical snags in EVMs. Trinamool Congress complains to Election Commission alleging that Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Kedarnath is violation of the poll code. In Uttar Pradesh, BJP complains against Mayawati and Akhilesh Yadav for poll code violation. Telugu Desam Party leader Chandrababu Naidu meets Congress President Rahul Gandhi and NCP Chief Sharad Pawar in a bid to form post-poll alliance. And in badminton, Sudirman Cup Mixed Team Championship begins at Nanning in China. And with that, we end the Midday News.